Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring the unsung musical group called the Funk Brothers. They were the musicians responsible for all of the instrumental backups on virtually all of the Motown songs released during the 1960s. Well, to Motown stars, the four wooden steps leading down into Hitsville's basement studio were a bridge to the land of their dreams. But to the studio musicians who shaped the Motown sound, the stairs were a gateway to a workplace, a cramped, smoke-stained, dimly lit room they affectionately dubbed the Snake Pit. Well, for almost 14 years, on both a daily and nightly basis, the musicians transformed those four walls into a hit factory. They rolled pop masterpieces off the production line in an hour or less, trading friendly insults while they worked. Well, make no mistake, the Funk Brothers were the baddest, meanest, yet utterly unknown musical group in the history of Motown. And here they are, right here, on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was the Funk Brothers playing on a song called Ben. That was a Michael Jackson number one song and was also the name of a movie featuring a boy and his friendly rap, if you can believe it. Well, before that, we heard Bernadette, originally recorded and released by the Four Tops, and we started off with the Diana Ross and the Supremes song, Stop in the Name of Love. Well, you're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. In this half hour, we're featuring the unsung work of the Funk Brothers, the instrumental musical group on virtually all the songs that were recorded in Motown in the 1960s. Well, people ask, what is the Motown sound? Some say it's the artists, some say it's the producers, or the way the building was constructed, or some say it was even the food and the drink that the artists did when they were recording these songs. But in actuality, the Funk Brothers were a major reason that Motown was so successful in the 1960s. Let's continue hearing some of the great work from the Funk Brothers. This is Jimmy Mac, a Martha Rees and the Vandellas song, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Well, that was the Funk Brothers playing on that Eddie Kendricks hit, Keep On Truckin'. And before that, we heard You Keep Me Hangin' On, a number one from Diana Ross and the Supremes. And we started with Jimmy Mac, a Martha Reeves and the Vandellas song. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this half hour, we're featuring the unsung musical work of the Funk Brothers. Well, people ask, what is the Motown sound? Some say it's the artists. Some say it's the producers. Some say the way the building was constructed. And some say even the food or drink that the artists had when they were recording the song. Well, in actuality, the main reason that Motown had such a famous sound was the Funk Brothers. Well, Berry Gordy demanded assembly-like efficiency. Sessions started at 10 o'clock and were over in the afternoon. And most of the time, they were three-hour sessions. Let's continue now, hearing the great work of the Funk Brothers. Here is Just My Imagination Run Away With Me, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Temptations hit with Just My Imagination Running Away With Me. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this half hour, we've been featuring the work of the Funk Brothers. Well, the sessions that the Funk Brothers played in could go 7 days a week, and the Funk Brothers were always on call. They would pay a whopping total of $10 a song until everything was right. Well, in some of those three-hour sessions, there may be two or three producers depending on the number of songs, and there was always chaos. But the Funk Brothers always played to their maximum, and they were a great reason for Motown's success. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.